With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Welcome to Wax Quizzical. This is the podcast that has all of the questions, but history has proved, unfortunately, very few of the answers. But we'll see if we can change that today with comedian Reese Nicholson.
Oh, hi.
Welcome back. God, you're just always begging to be on this show.
Yep, yep. I think you've reversed how that goes, but yeah. Sure. We sleep in the same bed, so yeah. I'm here.
We're in New Zealand.
We are. You tell by the, you know, the, it just feels nicer. It sounds nicer. The air is cleaner.
Yes. It's a better place.
Yeah. Having said that, almost everyone I know here has COVID. So
it does seem like we arrived just as COVID is ripping through New Zealand comedy.
Which I'm sure is a coincidence.
Yeah. We didn't bring it, did we?
No. I've not had it yet.
It's exciting.
But it feels right.
Well, let's hang out with everyone.
Yeah.
Now, you're doing a show here in New Zealand before doing a couple more shows in Melbourne.
Yep. I don't know the dates of those. You should have warned me.
30th of June to the 2nd of July.
Great. And where are they on, Kyron? They're at the venue that we own. Keep it in-house always. I think that's, at that point, laundering money?
I don't know. It's certainly keeping it in-house.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's not today's business. Today's business is a quiz.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry about that. We're doing a quiz again.
Yep.
In the past, you've got upwards of 4 answers correct out of 10.
Yeah, I'm a real 4 when it comes to quizzes, but I'm a comedy 10.
Well, I'm glad that's the focus of the show. But we have a brains trust, as always, to help you out.
Thank God.
Shall we meet them now?
Yes. And you would think we would come to New Zealand and speak to some Kiwis, but no.
No, actually, no.
Quite
two
the
foreigners
opposite.
In New Zealand, actually. First of all, actually, there's many of these in New Zealand. We're lucky to have one. It's a big hello to German backpacker Gunst.
Hello. Hey, so cool. So cool to be here. It's beautiful country. You know, I've watching like lots of vlogs of people walk around and I'm thinking to myself, I could make my own vlog.
Yes.
Wow.
So, and then I'm not the one watching vlog. I'm the one in the vlog.
Yes.
So, I've come
and
here.
And then you could watch yourself as well.
Yes. That's great because I have no mirrors in my house.
Oh.
But if I make a vlog.
It's a moving mirror.
I can look later on in the vlog and say, oh, how's my skin, for example.
Yes,
yeah. So, this is so great to be here for this.
It's like
a
mirror in delay. We're actually about to head out to Queenstown.
Oh,
have you been to Queenstown?
Yes, of course, of course. Bodyboarding, boogie boarding, snowboarding.
Wow. All the boarding.
Sandboarding, grass boarding,
waterboarding.
You've done it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm Australian. It's kind of our thing for a while.
Would you recommend waterboarding?
Which of the waterboards?
The one where you put a sack over
Jesus
your
Christ!
The torture.
This one's a bit expensive. They're doing it in Queenstown, $130. But it's not coming with a photo or a DVD.
Okay.
And that for me was a bit much, you know?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, it's a bit secret.
Queenstown is so beautiful that I reckon even while being waterboarded, you'd be like, well, this is beautiful. Mm. I love it here.
They do it in a helicopter.
Yes. So
it's stunning. Okay, so Gunst is here.
Gunst.
For you.
Love to meet you, Gunst. You have a deeply unsettling accent.
Well, you know, in Germany, you're learning English with American accent.
Oh, yeah.
So that's why. And we learn a school system is very good. Mm-hmm. So that's why I have hint of American accent in there. Mm. You know, we say things like a Lord of the Rings. But some words for us too difficult.
Yeah. Okay. Well, good to have you, Gunst. But that's not all. Also on the Brain Structure today, it's the unjust tyrant who mistreats Nottinghamshire. It's the Sheriff of Nottingham.
Hello, hello. It's me, the Sheriff of Nottingham.
Welcome. Thank you so much for being here.
Oh, thank you for having me. I've just taken a little break from Auckland Airport, trying to make sure nothing's coming through from outside, unless you can pay me a little bit of money. But it's just good to have, you know, a little bit of a break, get the brain working a bit, so sorry to be here.
And I thought Gunst had an unsettling accent.
Sheriff, how have you been going with Robin Hood lately? Has it been causing you much trouble? I know he's, you know, always on your go.
Oh, that bloody Robin Hood's always trying to get to New Zealand at the moment. And so I've just been trying to stop him getting in.
So you've moved here, have you?
Yeah, I've moved here full time. And he's still trying to get in contact with me.
Yeah.
But with all this bloody COVID going around, it's made it a lot more harder. In a way, I'm the one who's suffering from him.
So the sheriff is here.
The sheriff
as well
is here
to help you. Shall we do a quiz?
Oh, I love this. I love to do a quiz.
Okay,
I'm from European school system. Mm-hmm. That means you go to school 24 years.
Yeah.
And then 7 years free university. Mm-hmm. And then now I'm out doing on big overseas journey. So I'm very smart from
Okay, great. Yep. Well, we're hoping for 10 out of 10 then. Question number one. In 1967, the world's first human-to-human heart transplant
went badly.
Was performed in which country? Where was the very first human-to-human heart transplant performed?
Hmm.
First thoughts, Reese? This is going to be like European or a...
It feels European, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to make any broad sweeping statements, but... Times in Europe where they just love just doing just weird shit to bodies and see what happens. Don't want to point any fingers.
Well, no, I don't think it's coming from my country because won't go into detail, but we kind of put a stop on human experiments for a while.
Yeah,
we were like,
okay,
let's not go down that path.
Flew a little too close to the sun.
We like thought maybe let the others do the human experiments and then we pick up the slack. And now we're doing plenty now. It's okay now, all sorts of stuff.
Yeah. Well, Pfizer is
foot on
is
hand,
German,
hand on
it?
Foot. Yeah.
I think Pfizer is like, you're obviously in the medical
Pfizer,
development
Pfizer,
now.
Pfizer.
Well, Sheriff, you're from the 14 or 1500s, so you must have had a few heart transplants to be here today.
Yeah, I actually got a few. I got a guy that pretty good around the heart. I'm currently holding a pig heart inside me. Humans and pigs, a little bit of shame.
Are they?
Both delicious.
Both absolutely yum yum.
Do you cook, Sheriff?
I do a little. I double. I mainly deal with offal. And tails.
Okay, great.
And sweet meats. And let me tell you, they're not sweet when I make them.
Why? What do you? What does that mean? I don't know if I want to walk down that road too long.
Oh. Is it because you're smoking the meats or?
Yeah, real process. I'm curing them. I'm covering them in salt. There's no sugar.
It's about the detail, isn't it, when you cook?
Yeah. Exactly.
But in 1967, the world's first human-to-human heart transplant was performed in which country?
I reckon it's got to be one of those super efficient countries. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think Australia, it's not Australia.
No,
it's
not. It doesn't sound like
I don't feel like it's America.
Mm-hmm.
They were still, in the 60s, they're still very, if Mad Men is anything to go by, they are all about clogging the hearts up at that point. They are not about making themselves better.
I guess that would give them cause to find a new heart.
Yeah, that's true.
To me, it sounds like something those crazy guys up in snowy...
Switzerland. I was thinking Switzerland.
They're so crazy there. Yeah. They're always, when we go, because... In my school, in my gymnasium, that's what we call school. I went on visit to Switzerland's science lab.
Yes.
And man, crazy shit. is going down there. They have lots of locked doors, and I'm knocking, and they won't let you in because it's all secret experiments going on. Lots of monkeys in cages. Please let me out! Let me out! And they wouldn't let me see. So I'm thinking they've got big secrets, and maybe one of their biggest secrets is they make put a heart in another heart.
They didn't tuck in a heart.
so not adding a second heart.
So this is just a normal.
Oh, then I'm not sure. So Switzerland then.
I reckon, let's just say Switzerland.
All right, we'll lock in Switzerland
based on neutral surgery.
The mountains of secrets. Question number two: vexillology is the study of what? It's a multiple choice question for you. Vexillology is the study of A, flags, B, coins, or C, stamps. Is vexillology about flags, coins, or stamps?
Well, if it's any of those, I think it's the study of not having sex. The study of being horny all the time?
Gunst.
I'm not expert on any of those three.
Not on flags?
Not on flags. I'm an expert on table football.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Foosball?
Foosball, yeah. Well, confusing for us because...
Foosball is foosball.
Football is called foosball. So we call it table football.
Do you have strategies for foosball or is it just sort of an...
It's all about getting the right players. So that's why
The tiny men,
yes. We're often in the pub or bar, they're not having the right men. So I bring...
You bring your own team.
Men from my house, yes. Little small men, put them in my backpack, bring them out. That's why I'm a backpacker.
Yeah, like super football, super foosball.
That's nothing to do with you traveling around.
No, I'm always, even if I'm in my own hometown, I'm always got a large backpack full of tiny men for table football.
Or foosball.
Yeah.
I'm actually a member of a fantasy foosball club where we just kind of name who we think might be the best little men on the polls.
And
blue.
Yeah. That's
blue.
Oh, you read my blog.
So I guess foosball is an option available to you, Reese. Vexillology is the study of flags, coins, and stamps. Now,
going out on a limb, I would say it not being one of the multiple choices. I think foosball is a long shot.
It does feel like a long
shot. But let's keep it as a fourth option, a tight fourth option.
Sheriff.
You're famously
a coin guy. You're a big tax man, yeah.
Yeah. I deal with money. I deal with a lot of coins. Actually, the last time I got vexed was about 400 years ago. But the whole town got together and we drowned her. And so we got rid of that and then we took her money. So I'm going to go with coins.
Coins. Okay. Coins is an option for
you. Did you say last time you got vexed?
Yeah. Vexed. What are you? Witchcraft.
Vexed. Hexed?
Hexed.
I guess I am. Oh, silly. No, good.
Oh, you drowned that woman for no reason. Oh,
yes.
There's
an
innocent woman.
We know you drowned that woman for no reason.
That was just a vexed. She was just sad. She was a sad woman. And you thought she was which I mean, in those days, a sad woman was probably considered a witch.
Vexillology. What do we reckon? Flags, coins, or stamps, or foosball?
I mean, they're all the same.
What would you like to put, Reese?
I reckon coins. Let's go coins.
I'll put coins. Question number three. What name is given to the coloured part of the eye? Gunst, you have two different coloured eyes there.
Yes, I'm going for a like, mysterious look. So when I meet local girl in pub, you know, she look at me and like, wow, what's this guy? Crazy accent. Must be pretty cool. You know, maybe brief kiss or something, you know. It's nice.
Fun. But what's in the briefcase?
Full of men, full of small football men. Don't touch those, please. Those are important to me. That's why I've got the one blue, the one green.
And are they
but
natural or do you put a contact?
One single contact to make me more interesting. Not because for a long time in backpacker community, accent did most of the work for meeting ladies, meeting men, whatever you like. And now, because of a pandemic, they've lost their kind of thing in their brain, which makes them automatically go crazy for a foreign accent because they're not hearing it all the time. So now I need something new, which is why I've gone for one green eye.
Well, and is it working? How are you going post-pandemic on the bed front?
It's quite a personal question, yep. Reese. But yep. Yeah. No, I can
but you don't seem to care.
Well, so this beautiful country, New Zealand, I've been most towns.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And for each town, I would say one person.
I mean, that's still a lot.
Yes. About 400 towns in New Zealand.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
One person, not one woman necessarily.
Hey, I keep it open, baby.
What about you, Sheriff? Do you keep it open, baby?
Oh, I like my babies nice, open, free, ready to, you know.
Free range babies.
Free range babies. I don't like them cage babies. I reckon keep them out of cages, let them run free.
I think this is the iris.
Okay, yeah, iris seems right. But no, wait, no, the coloured bit.
Mm.
Isn't the eye that would no the pupils the dark the
iris is
isn't the iris what opens
great
and closes?
Song by Goo Goo Dolls.
Mm, it is.
You have these guys.
Yes, here? We've got the Goo Goo Dolls.
Oh yes, so good.
Mm.
You know, I'm giving up forever to touch you, cause you know that the feelings
aren't right.
You're so close to heaven. Watch out. Don't get too close to heaven.
Beautiful.
Put Iris.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's put it. I think it's so nice to hear this.
I'll put Iris by the Goo Goo Dolls. Question number 4. Slouch, Closh, and Boater are all types
my
of
friends.
What?
They are staying with me in a bunk bed.
Oh, you got a 4 berth?
Yeah. That's right. And they're cool guys, you know, love to play cards, love smoking cigarettes.
Is Boater into foosball as well?
Oh, yeah. We're a squad, you know.
I played in squads.
Yeah,
who's at the top bunk? Who gets top bunk?
Well, remind me their names.
Slouch, Closh, and Boater.
Boater is top bunk because he's biggest boy.
Yeah,
and it's funny to us to make him go up the top.
Yeah,
and we like to live dangerously. Potential for him to. For
crush you all.
Bunk to fall down. It's a 4 bunk.
Oh, so it's all on one side.
Dense housing, you know, like we have in Berlin.
Yeah.
And there's all 4 bunks going up, but Boater on the top.
Closh.
Closh, of course. Closh. Sorry, I just.
Yeah.
I'm pretty hungover. Closh is on the bottom, you know.
Well, you must have nicknames for them.
Yeah. K-Dog, B-Boy, and. But anyway, what was the question about my friends?
The question about your friends is Slouch, Closh, and Boater are all types of what? So I guess Gunst's friends is an option.
Gunst's friends is an option.
To
race. I mean, a Closh is what you keep a. Cake under.
Mm.
Boater. I mean, Boater makes me think of.
Isn't that like a shoe?
A shoe and a. Is there a Boater hat?
Or maybe a hat? Have you ever worn a Boater before, Sheriff?
What is that? What's a Boater?
Well, that is what we're trying
not,
to get to the bottom
of. Is it not Italian for boat?
Yeah, I thought it was going to be like something you put underwater.
Yeah, well, it could be, I guess. So, like, a boat is potentially an option. Well,
slouch. I think they're shoes. I'm basing that because I reckon, you know, but then you never know if you've made up a memory. But like, I reckon Boater shoe. I know a Boater is a type of shoe.
But it is a type of hat as well.
A Closh shoe?
I know. Mm. It makes me think if a Closh is something you put over a cake.
Maybe it's a hat.
Then maybe it's something you put on a hat as
maybe
well.
Maybe when you keep a little piece of cake on your head for later.
Yes.
And you put a Closh hat over it.
Would you like put hat or shoe?
I'm thinking hat is a good...
Yeah.
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 Let's go for it.
I'll lock in hat. Question number 5. The headquarters of the European Union.
Oh, this one for me.
Are in which national capital?
Ah, shit. I know everything about apart from where it is.
Not Berlin,
not
I guess.
Not Berlin, not in my great hometown. Would it be?
Europe, exactly. I guess.
But you know, like, have you watching Eurovision?
Yeah.
They are having Australia in there now.
Yep.
So maybe it's in Australia.
That would be neutral territory.
Do you know where this EU is?
I think Vienna. I think it's Vienna. It's Vienna. The one with the trains.
Vienna's only city in Europe with trains.
Yeah.
So I think that would be...
it's the train city.
Would you like to put Vienna train city?
Yes.
I'll put Vienna train city.
Vienna is Austria?
Yeah. That's close. Our neighbors.
Perfect place for the headquarters of the European Union.
Yeah. They learnt their lesson.
Fucking hell. Question number 6. Fugu, F-U-G-U.
What'd you call me?
Is a Japanese term for what type of fish?
I think the sheriff knows this one.
Sheriff, are you a fisherman,
this.
Sheriff?
No, but this is part of the contraband list. Oh. We're not allowed to get this into Auckland Airport. And it's because of them... the fish that look like a hedgehog.
Oh, a puffer fish.
Yeah, a puffer fish.
Oh, it's comes puffer from fish. That.
Yeah, and so what happens is inside the flesh, got a little bit of poison in there. Mm. And that can really just rifle through a whole country. So I've got to really stop that from coming through.
Yeah. You start to put puffer.
I mean, yeah.
Look, this is the first time anyone's been confident about an answer. I think we roll with it.
You ask me the right questions. I mean, ask me about pepper, ask me about wine. I know it all.
Pepper, wine, and Japanese fish. That's it. Everything.
Well, up next, I'll ask you about Australian politics. Bob Hawke served as Australia's 23rd Prime Minister. What
True.
Number
Got
is
it.
Anthony Albanese?
Oh.
So Bob Hawke was 23. What number
so
is Anthony Albanese?
I think we're going to be leaning quite a bit on you guys for this one.
Hawkins, you don't follow Australian politics?
Oh, I follow a little bit. You know, mm-hmm. I had a ScoMo poster.
Oh, did you? Are you a big ScoMo fan?
Oh, yeah. I love the guy.
Yeah.
I saw him play ukulele on television.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And a part of backpacker culture is playing a guitar when no one wants you to. So we really looked up. I look up to this guy. Yeah. I think he's so
and
cool.
And he loves traveling. He loves
yeah,
Hawaii.
I met him in Hawaii. Oh, yeah.
Is that you in the photo? I saw a photo with him with big
thumbs
up.
Well, I'd have to see the photos because I cannot remember that night, you know. It was crazy. Me, ScoMo, doing Jägermeister. Lots of Jägermeister. And we got we went all around Hawaii mm-hmm. on surfboards because
wow.
quite expensive taxi there. So
yep.
cheaper to
cheaper
ride,
ride
to surf around the perimeter of the islands, yep. find another bar, go crazy, 4 or 5 shots, you know, smoke some cigarettes and move on. Yeah, cool night, cool guy. Did he
really
win?
Cool
did he
guy.
Win latest election?
Unfortunately not.
Terrible
no.
news for you.
Yeah, sorry.
Oh, not well, this, more time for him and I to just kick it, you know, I guess.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, get me info. You're really winning me over on this whole ScoMo guy.
Oh, yeah. Super. I mean, I don't know his policies or anything
well,
like that. But
Sheriff, have you come to New Zealand to help out Jacinda Ardern?
No, I blame hate her. She's one of them she's one
good.
Of them socialists. You know, she wants to kind of bring everyone
but,
back together. Yeah. I don't want that. Now I've got to lose all my power.
So what number is
Shall
Bob Hawke?
Bob Hawke's 23.
Yeah. Then you go 24,
Paul
Keating.
25
Howard.
Is Howard.
Where do we go after Howard?
Howard gets tricky.
Rudd. Yeah, then let's add a million.
Then we got Gillard.
Gillard.
Question is, do you count Rudd again?
No, I don't reckon.
Okay, so we'll skip the second Rudd.
Then
you
term,
got
so we're talking
Abbott.
Not terms here, are we? We're talking
actual prime ministers.
Although,
yeah.
would they? Do they count?
What are you up to, though?
Five,
okay, yeah. And then there was Turnbull.
Turnbull.
And then there was Morrison.
And now
so he's 31.
30. I mean, that doesn't sound...
You would think Australia had more? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, but then I guess I'm always shocked at like that America has only had 45. Like, it just seems like they should have had a lot more by now, which I guess is maybe the problem.
How many prime ministers has New Zealand had?
Oh, don't ask me, man.
I've no bloody idea. But I can tell you how many British prime ministers there are. There's been about 55.
And that's just with Queen Elizabeth, right?
And that's just with Queen Elizabeth.
Mm. Yeah, right.
How many kings or queens have you served? You famously served under King John?
King John.
Who, from memory of the Disney movie, was a lion?
He was a lion, yes. Was he a lion?
Yeah, he was.
And you were a fox.
Lion-hearted guy, really.
But
really
an actual, was he an actual lion?
No, just another man. A man with a plan.
How do you feel King about some John. Of the people who've played you in popular culture over the years?
Well, I feel like they make me look a lot bigger than I actually am. Like I'm a pretty tight guy, pretty lean.
You're about 3 foot.
I'm 3'5", but let's not rest on that. It's my legs get really muscular because I don't have much height, so it builds the muscle real easy.
Yeah,
yeah. You are mostly leg.
I'm a lot of leg.
What?
Let's not focus on that, okay? Because I'm ready to go about
You know, I'm glad you're willing to talk about it because I've been looking at you this whole time like, this is a crazy looking guy.
Okay. The sheriff's only got 30 centimeters of chest. Okay, I get it. Well, it's been 500 years. I get it.
I'll put 31. Question number 8. Archibald Prize winning artist Adam Douglas Hill is better known by what name? Have you thought about trading art? sheriff. There's a bit of money in that.
Oh yeah, especially
oligarch style.
Yeah, I'm starting to get into like I want to get into this new thing called NFTs.
Oh yeah,
getting into that kind of space.
How do you explain NFTs?
Well, see, it's all about the blockchain. So you've got a blockchain. And you got these little paintings and then non-fungible tokens. Uh-huh. And so what you want to do is you want to try and get them quick because later on you can sell them back and invest more money into it. And it's all about trying to make sure that you got your foot in the next internet because internet free is coming out really, really soon. And if you don't get involved in that, then you're going to have no independence in the digital world.
What's your source of creativity, Gunst? I know you play guitar, but do you paint as well? Do you like to...
I like to paint... like signs for cafes.
Oh yeah, oh, so a bit of money in that.
Yeah, you know, but it's mostly words. But yeah. Sometimes you can do like squiggle around the letters or something. Yeah.
And are you good?
I'm okay. You know, it's there's a really good guy out there. But if you cannot afford him, you'll get me to do, and I'll put on like, you know, I'll go special today, hamburgers, 7 euro, you know, 9 euro, something like this. And
hamburgers are probably your favorite food, I'd imagine, right?
It's favorite food in Hamburg when I'm there. But I like to eat local cuisine.
Oh, yeah. What have you been eating? What have you been mostly eating in
New Zealand? Mainly bread, mainly bread with hundreds and thousands on top. You know this?
Yeah, fairy bread.
For me, I'm not knowing this name, but so I just tell, I'm saying to the local, the cafe, can you chop up some bread, please, and maybe a bit of butter, and then maybe a bit of hundreds and thousands on top, and they can just make, you know, it's nice.
Only, I don't know if you've had this feeling, going to another country and trying to explain that to someone else, you suddenly realize how depressing a food that is. Fairy bread.
Well, I've discovered it here. I'm very excited.
Excited about it.
Because I go in the first cafe, make me something local. You know, I'm not here. Some like of my friends like Borta, you know, and Schlauch, they're bringing lots of currywurst, you know, from.
Yeah.
And they were lucky to get it past the sheriff at the border.
Oh, well, I didn't see any of that.
You know. But they're eating lots of sauerkraut, you know, Spätzle, you know, lots of local foods from their homes. And I'm thinking, no, guys, let's embrace the cuisine, you know, meet the local ladies, you know.
Like tuck shop ladies sort of.
Yeah. Basically. And that's, you know, and that's how they know you're cool, you know, you're down for... to try new things.
Yeah, down for some fairy bread.
Yeah, they see a cool guy in a corner of a bar playing guitar, eating bread with hundreds of thousands on top.
Cool guy.
That's a cool guy staring at you with one green eye, one blue. Nice.
But Archibald Prize-winning artist Adam Douglas Hill is better known by what name?
Adam Hill?
Adam Douglas Hill.
Okay.
So if you you two might know it, the Archibald Prize is like a big art prize in Australia that you
can. It's a portrait prize.
They
Reese, you were painted for.
I was
it
painted.
Once.
Oh, congratulations! I was hung in the Archibald. Yeah.
Is he comedian Adam Hills?
Yeah.
Yes.
Is that his? Imagine if that was his stage name.
Yeah. Adam.
I was born Adam Hill.
Let's
mix this up a bit for when I go on.
Adam Hills is an option available to you.
So what's his profession? I've missed that part.
He's the Archibald Prize winning artist. I actually think this is Black Douglas. I was reading a news article about this recently.
Yes, which is the name that he goes by. Kyron's has not gone off on a...
not the name you guys have for him in your house.
Yeah.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah. We are Australian, but we're not that Australian. Yeah, no, I agree. I would agree with you on that.
Black Douglas. What's
Black
he
Douglas.
Done?
He's done some nice
just
paintings.
Won the Archibald Prize.
Well, yeah. I can
and
imagine
it's lucrative.
They're nice.
You make quite a bit of money out of it, I think.
Mm, nice. I reckon he could do pretty well in the digital space. I might hit him up later on.
Get some NFTs off him.
Yeah, sounds good. Also, if you want to get some NFTs, Mr. Backpacker, I can help you out as well.
I've about $4 to get me through the next 6 weeks.
I can turn that $4 into $6. Yeah. You give it to me.
Maybe you could sell some of your signs as an NFT.
That would be cool, you know, to have a sign that says, don't talk to me until I've had my coffee. But you could...
Yeah, get an NFT on that for sure. We want to lock that in. Question number 9. Which soccer team recently won the 2022 Women's FA Cup Final with Australian Sam Kerr scoring 2 goals?
I follow the Australian table women's soccer. And
table women's soccer.
Yeah. And it's, do you call it table women's soccer
it's a bit
it's
like
women?
It's a bit of I'm going to get in trouble for saying this, but the little wooden women, they don't play as fast. It's not as it's not as attractive to watch, you know, like it's not the same for me, but I can see it's rising in popularity, you know, and we do have to make space for them. But, you know,
is there equal pay in foosball yet for the wooden people?
It's a little different, you know. But it's hope, you know, there's change. There's talk of change.
Mm. How do you feel about little wooden trans people playing in sport? Is that, do you have strong views?
I'm okay. Whatever gender they choose mm-hmm. to be, once you've carved them first.
Yeah.
So you carve a little man or woman.
Yeah.
And then you go, now what?
Now, what do you think? Here's the carving knife. What do you think?
You make any additions or subtractions as you like, then we put them on that team. That's pretty progressive in that way.
Yeah, great.
Table football. Great. I will say, I think I know this one.
Oh, yeah.
Chelsea.
Okay. Do you want to put Chelsea, Reese?
Sure.
Second one.
Lovely name for a girl.
Question number 10. Final question. Which writer-director links the films The French Dispatch, The Grand Budapest Hotel, and The Royal Tenenbaums?
Imagine if I was like, imagine if I didn't know this.
Yeah.
I stayed in what's the name of the hotel?
The Grand Budapest Hotel.
Budapest Hotel, yeah. It's so cool.
When you went to Budapest?
Really cool place, mm-hmm. like lots of dartboards for everyone to hang around. Nice breakfast, bit of ham, bit of bread in the morning. Lots of cool guys from Australia I met there.
Oh, yeah.
On holidays. Mm-hmm. They all wore singlets and little small, tiny shorts.
Yep.
And they were so funny. And we drank
filling up the hot tub.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Really cool guys in Budapest. But you know the answer to this.
It's Wes Anderson.
It's Wes Anderson.
I've always thought, I don't know if Germans or people from Nottingham or Kiwis feel the same, but you can, in an airport, you can spot a pack of Australians. Like, we have a look. We, like, hold ourselves in a certain way.
Mm.
I have no end to this other than...
No, I agree with you.
Well, yeah, the way I spot an Australian is when you open up their bag and it's got a big old crocodile tail inside there. And it's like, how do you expect to get that through the bloody customs? Through me. I got two bloody eyes, mate. Now, it might not be the same colour, but they work bloody well.
So our famous carrying around crocodile tails. Yeah. Some people carrying around rabbit foots for good luck. We're crocodile tails.
The whole giant tail.
That's why people keep getting attacked by crocodiles in Australia.
Because they're furious at you.
Furious about not having tails. And they don't grow back. They're not like skinks.
I'll put Wes Anderson. That's 10 questions. How do you feel you did?
I mean, I say this every time. I reckon 10 out of 10.
I actually reckon this could be
an okay one.
This is maybe a record for
I'm
you,
I'm coming for you, Tim Hewitt.
Yeah, let's find out. In 1967, the world's first human-to-human heart transplant was performed in South Africa.
Oh,
unfortunately.
What? You know, that was on us for just saying, oh, it's impressive, must be European.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
that's
true. That's us.
Yeah, we've got to take a long, hard look at ourselves for that one.
You said coins, but vexillology is the study of flags.
Fuck.
So no points so
Vex
far.
Vex isn't even in the word flag. How does that make sense?
Question number 3. What name is given to the coloured part of the eye? It's the iris. First point.
Well done, everyone. We did it.
We did it when Kyron just ignored what we were talking about. Yeah. About iris.
Slouch, cloche, and boater are all types of hat.
Yes.
Another
okay.
point. The
on
headquarters
the
of the European Union are in Brussels, not Vienna.
Oh, close though.
Fuck you.
Yeah, in that everything Fuck is close, you. I guess. Fugu is a Japanese term for puffer fish.
Hey, I love you.
Well
love
done,
you.
Sheriff.
I love you too.
Sorry, Karen, I'm leaving the sparks between the Sheriff of Nottingham and I.
Anthony Albanese is indeed the 31st Prime Minister of Australia. Archibald Prize winning artist Adam Douglas Hill is better known as Black Douglas.
Okay. Thank God. Thank God, or that would not have been in the podcast. We would have been doing a little re-record.
Only 9 questions in this quiz. So strange.
Australian Sam Kerr scored 2 goals for Chelsea,
hey.
Who recently won the 22 Women's FA Cup final. And Wes Anderson is the director of the French Dispatch,
okay,
Grand Hotel, and the Royal
Tournament. Strong finish.
I mean, you're 7 out of 10.
7 Woo. Out of 10.
Extraordinary. That is very, very good for the show.
Yeah.
Very
thank
rare.
Thank you.
So congratulations.
I'd like to thank my brain's trust.
I feel like they actually did help a lot today.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like a lot, more than usual.
I think we got one each.
Yeah.
But you know, you like these are a rare, you're both quite smart people. Usually brain's trust Absolute fucking morons.
Yeah. Thank you for stepping into our world today. What's some of the big arrests that you've made lately at the border in New Zealand, Sheriff? What arrests are you most proud of?
Oh, the biggest arrest that I've made, I reckon, is I found a man and he had a whole bike pump right up inside his rectum. And I had to pull it out of him. And then he said it was for his comedy set or something.
Yeah.
I didn't believe him. He was just trying to get more of that BMX contraband.
For comedy? We're in comedy. Who was it?
Yeah, it was just, this bloody Filipino comedian. It was like David Carreras?
David Caruso, yeah, the actor David from Caruso, Laura.
Something.
CSI.
Yeah.
Amazing. And what was the outcome? What did you do with David?
Oh, well, I let him keep the bike pump.
Yeah, we don't want to touch that, do you?
Yeah, I don't want to touch that at all. And I think he's just, just running around playing silly buggers everywhere in a hard case,
Well, yes, Sheriff, thank you for being here. And Gunst, thank you as well and for your contributions today. Mm. Is it just Slouch, Klosh and Bota that you're traveling around New Zealand with?
Yeah, at the moment, but we're getting out of here. You know, we've got many other countries to visit. Mm-hmm. And we're looking at heading over to Edinburgh in Scotland.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Really? I'll be there.
Yeah, we're massive fans of touring comedy pop music duo Two Hearts.
Are you?
Oh, I love Two Hearts.
They consist of Joseph Moore and and Laura Daniel, two New Zealand comedians. We love them so much, but we have restraining order against them here for loving their they're catchy yet hilarious pop music tunes.
Well, we were going to try and get Joseph today, but when he found out that you were coming.
Yes, no, I'm sorry about that. But the great thing about this restraining order doesn't extend to other countries. So
brilliant.
We can go to their show in Edinburgh from August 3rd to 29th. So we're really excited for that.
Great. They're also in Snort.
Yes, they are. That's an improvised comedy group. Who I think are also in Edinburgh, but I don't care for improv. I like stuff with script and structure.
Yeah. You want structure and heavily thought out. You don't like silly accents.
It's too easy for me, the laughs they're getting.
Well, Gunst, thank you for being here. And Reese, congratulations.
Gunst, what's your last name?
What?
Think quick. What's your last name?
Sharikagorodov.
Oh, okay. There you go.
I'm
Sharikagorodov.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Gunst Sharikagorodov.
I could have said my actual grandmother's last name.
But that wouldn't have been your name.
No, it wouldn't have, yeah.
So I'm glad you went with your actual name instead. Yeah. And Reese, congratulations, 7 out of 10.
Thank you.
Have fun at Q Theatre.
I will. I'll the show, you when you're hearing this, the show already happened and it was a masterpiece. They carried me out of the venue and chucked me into a bin fire.
Tickets for the Comedy Republic show are on sale, but you're going to Edinburgh as well.
I'm going to Edinburgh. I'm going, and just go on reesenicholson.com.au and you can see all the dates.
Because,
I'm going to LA. I'm doing solo shows in Montreal. It's all over the place. It's a real Reese time.
That's it for Wax Quizzical. We'll see you next week. Goodbye.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.